Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Here to Listen podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Durge, and today I'm joined by the internet's favorite goofy yet very good-looking Bartosz Kowalczyk. He started with an hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Don't worry. You'll all. It'll be okay.
And now he's here, a TikTok sensation with millions of followers and more than 100 million likes. Joining us now, please welcome to the show, Bartosz. Hey there.
Hello, hello. How's it going?
Good. I was hoping that you'd start with the hello.
Hello.
There we go.
Yeah. Sorry, I always forget to do that. I always forget that that's like my little thing, but I just never do it anymore.
So, Bart, can I call you Bart? Is that okay?
Yeah. Just call me whatever you want.
That works. Okay. So you don't do many interviews. Like, you really don't do many interviews. So what made you want to come on the show today?
I don't know. I just like to keep myself to myself, but this one just seemed quite friendly and inviting. So I was like, why not? You only live once.
Oh, thanks. Yes, very friendly over here. And I'm so glad to have you on the show. Thanks for coming on. I want to start off with you telling me a little bit more about what your childhood was like, you know, growing up before you really were so well known on the internet.
I had quite a rough childhood, to be fair. Oh. I was my mom and dad were just working all the time, trying to, like, because obviously I lived in Poland before we moved over to the UK. So the living conditions over in Poland back when I was little were not amazing, obviously. We lived in like a little flat, like a one bedroom flat, and my mom and dad were just working all the time. I was going to nursery and stuff like that. So it wasn't amazing. Never really going on any holidays or anything like that, really. And then once we moved over here when I was 8, over to Scotland, the UK, things got a lot better. Just the standard of living over here is just so much better here. Like, you just get so much more help, and my mom and dad were getting paid a lot more, so we could do a lot more things.
Did you have any siblings?
Yeah, I've got a little sister. She's 18 now, so she's not so little anymore. But I've got a little stepbrother as well. He's 7, I think. He's 7. His name's Elliot, and my sister's name's Natalia. Yeah.
Aww. So Elliot and Natalia?
Elliot and Natalia, yeah.
Shout out to them.
Shout out to them.
So, you know, when you were growing up, and, you know, sometimes you sounded like things were a little bit tough. Maybe money was tight. How did you keep yourself busy and entertained without maybe the means that other people had?
I just spend a lot of time alone. I think that's why I just like my own space now, because I'm just so used to just being on my own. I just like being in my room. I just like being on my own. Sometimes I can't really spend too much time with like loads of people and just be like fully energy all the time. I get really drained really fast. I'm working on it because I do realize it is really rude to do that, I think. Like, no matter what your social batteries are and what type of person you are, I think it is rude if you're not nice to people just because you're a little bit drained or whatever. Do you know what I mean? That's not, shouldn't really take out on other people. But I don't know, I just like spending time on my own. I like my own company. I think that's just that's how I deal with things.
Yeah, I'm the same way. And I feel like a lot of people probably are like, oh, Bart is such an extrovert, and same with me. But, you know, I need to recharge that social battery, right? I'll be around people and it will recharge me, but then I need to have some time to recharge that, because if not, I start getting a little grumpy. So I totally understand that. And that time alone is really key. And I'm sure when you were sitting alone, you're probably so creative in your mind, right? Like, in your imagination's going wild. Do you think that that's now contributed to your content today? Just the kind of stuff that you're able to come up with?
Yeah, probably. I've always been quite creative, to be fair. Just like, it is creative, but it's just really random, really. I'm just a really random person. I just have a very, like, everyone I meet for the first time and they actually get to know me, they're always just like, well, your mind just works so different. You just have such a, like, a weird, different way of looking at things and just a different perspective on things. So maybe it's because of that. I don't know. But yeah. That probably played a big part. TikTok wasn't something I wanted to do. Social media wasn't something I wanted to do, especially being an influencer, because influencers are just like so looked down on. Like, everybody hates influencers. Everybody just thinks that's like the worst thing that's ever happened, honestly. In the UK, anyway, I don't know what it's like over where you're from, but over here, everybody hates influencers. So it was something that we did stay away from, really. But it's a really, it's a really amazing job. It's an, you have to just take it as it comes, and if it lasts long, then just ride the wave type thing.
Yeah, I mean, we can go with content creator too. That sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, right? Just, every time someone asks, I'm just like, oh, I just do like social media marketing.
I love that. Yeah, no, I think you had said before that you had considered actually starting into the world of YouTube and doing vlogs. And then all of a sudden on TikTok, you blew up and you just kind of ran with it. So I know you do vlogs now on your YouTube, but like, how does that feel that a lot of your content is kind of more short form? Whereas I'm sure at some point you were like, I want to do YouTube and I want to do more of the long form content.
Well, YouTube was just always so, it just seemed like the most amazing job in the world. Like just being able to just get up in the morning, not have to go to a 9 to 5, just grab a camera, record yourself going for a coffee and just talking absolute rubbish into the camera. That's like the most amazing job ever to anyone, surely. But I didn't realize how much effort goes into all the editing and behind the scenes. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, this is so draining. I can't do this. I can't like, and coming up with content, you can come up with like the first 10 videos and afterwards you're just kind of like, oh, well, I just do a Q&A again.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then obviously looking at TikTok now, I think the reason why the app's done so well is just because it's such a, like a spontaneous app. You can literally grab your phone and just be in the moment for 15 seconds, say something so random and just weird. And you just post it and all of a sudden you get like millions of views and millions of followers and millions of likes. It's crazy how it works.
Oh, yeah.
It's quite cool.
Do you ever feel that pressure? Like, I know I just had my first video go viral and it was wild to see that and get like millions of views all of a sudden, like the followers start going up and then it's like, what do I post next? Like what else can I post? You know, do you ever feel the pressure of a video blows up and then you're like, okay, now what? Now what do people want to see? Or do you just kind of go with it?
Yeah, well, there's always pressure. There's always going to be pressure. It's a very like mentally demanding, mentally draining and demanding job for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But as I've done this for over a year now, at the beginning I was like, well, okay, because the first thing that blew up was hello and then like a motivational message, but kind of like degrading at the same time. So I was like, okay, this is working. It's getting views. It's getting loads of attention. I'm just going to ride that. That's the type of thing. You just ride it till it's not funny anymore. And then you have to somehow randomly come up with something that's working again. So my next thing was actually Medium. I just randomly said Medium. I always say Medium, but you're actually supposed to pronounce it Medium, I think. But I've always just said Medium. So that started getting loads of attention. So I was riding that for a while. But while that's happening and you're kind of just like recycling the same thing over and over again, in the back of your mind, you are like, oh no, what's the next thing going to be? And am I going to be able to keep this going and stuff like that? And there's a lot of pressure. And obviously you don't want to fail. You don't want to go back. Once you get a taste for like being an influencer and living every day just as if like you're literally retired, I don't think anybody would like to go back to working a 9 to 5 or working in a shop or anything like that. Not to say that's like a bad thing to do or anything, but like comparing it to this job, I don't know if anybody would want to do that. So that puts a lot of pressure on you, just like trying to get content out and stay relevant and stay on top.
And how would you describe your content to someone that's never seen it?
I'm always so embarrassed.
Are you?
I'm always just like, because I come across people all the time, because people come up to me whenever I'm out and they're drunk. They'll be like, oh, you're that guy that makes TikToks. And I'm like, yeah. And then they'll always be like, with a couple of friends that don't really use TikTok. So they're like, oh, well, like, what type of content do you do? Or like my mom's friends, they're like a little bit older. And like they'll be like, oh, so what content does he do? And then I'm just like, well, I tell people to have a nice day and call them a slut. And they're just kind of like, oh, okay. And then they're like, and you make money from that? I'm like, well, kind of. It's just really, really strange. It's a weird life, but it's just, it's not the content that I put out all the time, but that was how it blew up. So that's what I always go back to.
Just a quick break. I'd like to thank everyone for listening or watching this episode and ask that you support the podcast by subscribing on Apple Podcasts, following on Spotify, leaving a review, subscribing on YouTube, following us on social media. The username is Here to Listen Pod. That's H-E-A-R, Here to Listen Pod, P-O-D. Now back to the show. Do you remember the feeling of that first time that you went viral?
Yeah, that was like the best feeling in the world. I think I've like I've done a lot of party and done a lot of different stuff, tried a lot of different things, but and then I feel like I've always said this that feeling of like all that like sudden attention from like hundreds of thousands of people is crazy. Like you get such a high from it that it's literally like so overwhelming. Like I wasn't even able to sleep for like a couple of days. I had like nightmares in the middle of the night. It was so weird. I never ever get nightmares. And I stayed over at my girlfriend's at the time. I had a girlfriend and I stayed over at her house and I was just waking up like screaming in the middle of the night. So I was getting nightmares just because I was obviously just so overwhelmed by it all, I think. But you get used to it fast. You get used to it so fast. Like, it's just like, you just get really numb to it all, really.
You make a lot of people, millions of people smile every day. So what makes you smile?
I don't know. I'm very easily amused. Like, today I went to the shops to get, like, some food shopping, some groceries. And for example, I got like 6 bananas for the price of like a pound. And I was like so chuffed with myself. I'm literally still really happy about that. I know it's like the most random thing ever, but I just like, just little things like that just make me so happy. I don't know why. I think I'm just very easily, I just laugh at everything. Like I'll be sitting on the bus and I'll think of like a conversation I had like last week with someone and I'll just like burst out laughing really loud on the bus and everybody's like looking at me. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I feel like if I saw someone laughing to themselves on public transit, I may move over a couple of seats.
Yeah, maybe. I'm looking a little bit crazy probably, but yeah, I don't know. I'm just high on life.
Yeah. You have such a contagious laugh. Do people ever tell you that?
Do you think? No one's ever said that before, but no. That's a good thing, I think.
Yeah, I've been told that before, and I feel like I can... You know, I can recognize that in someone else. I feel like your laugh just makes other people laugh or smile.
Yeah. Well, that. Thank you very much. I'll take that as a compliment.
Oh, for sure. Definitely. You got to.
Yeah. I like laughing.
Yeah, me too. So what would be the biggest misconception about you?
I think people think I'm very like, I'm a massive like fuck boy and I go around sleeping with girls and speak to loads of girls and I'm just like, just the crazy boy, but I'm really not. I'm like the complete opposite. I'm literally like, just not interested in that lifestyle whatsoever. I feel like if I was going to be like that, I would have been like that when I was like 18, 19, maybe when I was like first going out to clubs and that, but now it just does not interest me whatsoever. And I need to be like emotionally attached to someone to do something like that, I feel like. And I don't think a lot of boys are like that. So obviously people probably think just because I'll post like a topless picture on my Instagram and I've got a neck tattoo and a hand tattoo and I call people sluts online, they think I'm like a massive fuckboy, but I'm definitely not. I just sit in my room and play games.
Yeah, talking to you right now, I don't get the vibe that you're an F-boy at all.
Yeah, no, but I think I feel like I go for the type of aesthetic, so I'm not surprised. It's a little bit misleading, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to be a gangster deep down.
But what are you actually?
Just a little boy.
Now, Bart, the gays love you. I'm sure you're aware.
Yeah. I was waiting for this.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I honestly don't know, but you know, ever since I was like younger, 16, I've always seemed to attract like men, and I don't know why. Maybe it's just because I'm so feminine. Maybe I just feel like, well, I'm not even feminine, but I just quite bubbly and I have a laugh, and maybe because of my personality, they maybe think I'm gay as well. But I don't know. I honestly don't know. Maybe it is the pictures on Instagram. Maybe it's the fact that like I'm not gay, so then gay men think it's like a little like fantasy thing for them or whatever.
But you like the attention.
Yeah, the attention's nice. Everybody likes attention. Sometimes it's a little bit much. Not just from men, but women as well. Get some questionable messages sometimes, and people send some questionable pictures as well, or some really crazy stuff. But
yeah, I mean, your DMs must be wild. Is there a story that you could share that's like the wildest thing that you've received in a DM?
I had one recently, actually. I've had loads, just like people's private parts, people like just standing naked in the mirror, taking pictures of themselves. Like, not even any messages to say, like, hi, how are you? Have you had a nice day? Just literally, like, a picture. And because it's a picture, you just need to know what that is. When you click on, like, a message request and there's, like, a photo.
Yeah.
You can't just not click off and not see what it is. So you always click on it and it's always just instant regret. But the worst thing, I don't know if it's the worst thing I've had, but one story that I had was quite funny. I posted it on my story actually. This girl, she was messaging me like every day, being like just like, hey, it's like day two trying to get your attention. And then she'd say like, here's me, don't know, taking a selfie for you, and there's a picture of her face. And then it will go to like day 10 and she was like, hey, day 10 of trying to get you to reply, here's a picture of my toes dipped in peanut butter. And it was like the picture is like her feet, like you're obviously taking the like this, a tub of like peanut butter, and her toes like painted toenails covered in peanut butter.
No.
Yeah. And I didn't reply. I just screenshotted it, put it on my story, and she was like, oh, you could at least reply. I was like, no, I'm scared of you now.
Oh, wow. She went into so much effort. Day 10, you're seeing it, but you're not replying.
I never replied. I've replied after she replied to my story, but I was just like, I'm just replying this one time just to be nice.
Were you craving peanut butter after that, or were you kind of
staying away from it? As soon as I seen that, I actually wanted to try it myself, so I went and dipped my toes in some peanut butter. I'm only joking, by the way.
Would you ever go on a reality show? I feel like I could see you on like a Love Island, or I mean, depending on if you're single or not, but would you ever consider going on a show like that?
I don't know. I don't know if being away from the things that make me feel comfortable and make me feel like get me by every day. If I was to get starved from that, I think, and starved from being able to just be on my own in my own space, I think I would really struggle mentally, especially not knowing, because there's a lot of like overthinking would be at its maximum probably. For example, if you were on Love Island, you're there for like 2 months if you do the whole thing. And you have no access to your phone. You can't speak to any of your family. You're just there with like strangers. And I don't know, I think my anxiety and overthinking would just eat me up, and it would be so obvious on TV. But I would probably be an amazing experience, and it would be an amazing like business move for me.
Yeah.
Because it would just excel me on social media so much more. But then I wouldn't be known as the low boy anymore. I'd be known as the Love Island funny guy or the really shy boy in the corner.
it's an interesting topic, because you wouldn't necessarily think that about someone like you, but I feel like a lot of these people that are on social media and have millions of followers, at the end of the day, they're still creating content alone, speaking to the camera. They can do whatever they want in between then. So yes, there's lots of eyes and lots of attention on them, But you're right. When you're on a reality show like that, you're around other people. You don't have access to your friends and family. You know, if you have conflict, who you going to go to? Right.
Yeah, so exactly. Yeah.
I would love to see you on a reality show though.
Yeah. I think a lot of people would. I get so many comments, but I just don't know. If the opportunity comes up, I don't think I would say no, but it just depends on like the whole process of doing it. If they were to reach out to me, I'd probably give it a bash and see what happens, because I like to just take every opportunity, but
mm-hmm.
I guess I'll just have to see.
They haven't reached out to you yet.
They reached out to me last year and I was actually in a relationship, so I was like, well, this isn't going to work, is it? But if they reached out to me, I think it's too late for them to reach out to me this year. I think the whole Love Island thing starts in like a month. So I'm not sure.
Well, maybe you'll be a last minute bombshell that enters yeah. the villa.
Add me in right at the end, so I get like one episode and no one picks me and I go home.
I will root for you. I will vote for you on that show.
For me. Unless they make me out, unless they show me as a bad person. You never
know. Oh.
They always do that, because it's up to the producers how they show you on the show.
Yeah, the other side of Bartosz.
Yeah. Just me standing in the corner all the time with a drink.
Watching judging the drama. Everyone. With the popcorn.
Yeah.
You've said that you grew up as a chubby kid, and yeah. as one chubby boy to a past chubby boy. You know, how did you change things and what was your fitness journey like?
So from the age of like 12 till about 16, I was quite chubby. I quite liked my food and I liked my fizzy juice, fizzy drinks, Coca-Cola, Fanta. I literally drank no water. Just like if I'd been out playing all day with my friends, I'd come home and literally chug away like a liter of Coke. And that would be my hydration for the day. So like the amount of sugar I was taking in was crazy. And I think it was the summer holidays after like third or fourth year. I don't know if you know how the year system works in the school system here, but I was basically like 16, or I was 15 going on 16. And that summer, I just, for some reason in my head, I was just like, I'm just going to jog every single night round the block in my house for the whole summer and just see what happens. And I started doing like sit-ups as well. And then by the time summer ended and I got back to school, I was like, it's like skinny and ripped. And I remember wow. I remember we were doing physical education, like PE, whatever it's called, gym. And we had swimming. And like, obviously I was in my shorts and like no one noticed anything till this one guy said like, oh, look at Bartosz, he's actually like ripped now, what the hell? And everybody was like, oh, what, when did you lose all this weight and stuff like that? I was like, just over summer. I literally didn't see anyone, didn't do anything else, but just jogged and did sit-ups every night. Wow. That's how I lost it. Yeah. I don't know why. Sometimes I just get obsessed with doing something and trying to prove myself, see if I can do it or not. Yeah, I just try and stay healthy. And I don't know. I'm not really like strict on myself on diets and training plans or anything like that. But because I've been going to the gym ever since I was like 15, 16, I know what I'm doing. And I just go every day. That's basically my fitness journey. I just try and stay healthy.
Yeah. Well, you're looking great. Seems like it's going well.
Thanks very much. Yeah, yeah, it's working really well. I'm really proud of myself.
Yeah, no, you should be. And if you're ever in Toronto, Canada, I would love to go to the gym with you.
Yeah, we should. We should get a little session and that'd be fun.
We'll work out a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, I'd be up for that. I love training with new people.
Yeah. So I know you've spoken in the past about how a relationship, you know, that you were in for, I believe, 4 years actually ended because of partly due to your internet fame and some insecurity about that. So how do you move forward with someone in a relationship and make sure that that doesn't happen again?
I think I just have to lay that out at the beginning just to make sure, like, to make the person aware that this is what I do for a job. Mm-hmm. It's not going to change unless everything like basically fails and I end up having to get something else to work. But just laying that out at the start and having a conversation about it and letting them know that this is what it's like, and they don't have anything to worry about. Obviously, like, I reply to a lot of people and I reply to a lot of messages, but it's not to like sleep with the people or meet the people or anything like that. It's literally just to like, just to have a conversation with the people that support you. I feel like that's important when you're an influencer. I feel like not enough people do stuff like that. I feel like a lot of people don't really read their messages or reply to people. And I like that connection. I like getting to know new people because everybody's different. Everybody likes different things. And that, for some reason, I just find stuff like that really interesting. But that doesn't mean like I'm going to leave you for someone else just because I'm in a relationship. Do you know what I mean? So
yeah,
just laying that out at the start, letting them know. And if they're happy with it, then they know what they're getting themselves into, so they can't really complain later down the line.
You give me very trustworthy vibes.
Do I really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Thanks.
When you were younger, I know that you've said that your childhood crush was Britney Spears.
Yeah.
And I love Britney. I am obsessed with Britney. Really? So I I do the moves and I know all of her songs and she's iconic in my books and a lot of people's books. So I want to know, what's your favorite Britney song?
I like her. What's that song? It's the music video that I really like. I was like, whoa. I would think I was like 5 years old or something. I looked at the TV and this music video was on. Is it the Womanizer video when she's on the when she's on the plane and she's one of the air hostesses?
Toxic.
That's it. That was on I think it was MTV or something. It was on the TV and I was oh, that woman is so pretty.
Yeah,
she's absolutely sexy in that. Yeah, that was probably my favorite song of hers.
You should listen to Gimme More. That's a fun song.
Is it an older one?
Gimme More.
Oh, I've heard that. Yeah. So all our older stuff, I've heard all that. I've listened to it all. Yeah.
So how do you deal with the trolls online?
I actually don't really get that many. I feel like all the most horrible things are always said behind closed doors or group chats or private messages. Someone maybe shares my video to one of their friends and they'll be like, oh, they'll say something horrible about me. But that's I'll never ever see that. So I don't really have to worry about that. And then the worst things are just, I don't know. Sometimes people are just annoying me. Like, for example, I was getting my tattoos and then everybody was like, no, everybody, but I got a lot of messages on my Instagram being like, no, why are you getting more tattoos? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? Such a wasting money and you're making yourself ugly and ruining your skin and stuff like that. And I was like, what has that literally got to do with you?
Yeah.
Why are you spending your time messaging me, telling me no to get something?
Yeah.
I just don't understand that. That's the only thing. It's not really trolls, but it's just people that feel like their opinion is the most powerful thing in the world and they have to share it and it's the right thing to do.
That's a tough one because, you're so open with your fans and people that reach out and even with who you are on social media. Mm. And it probably gets to a point where people almost feel like they know you. Life and that they have a say as a good friend maybe would or a girlfriend would or a partner would. And I feel like that can be a little overwhelming sometimes because it's you don't own me. you don't even really know me. You know what I put out there, but you don't necessarily know me as a person. I don't know. It's interesting. I wonder what that's like.
Yeah, well, that's the one thing with social media is when you put yourself out there every single day, I feel like you do get those type of people that just think they're automatically best friends with you. And if they ever meet you in person, they're like, oh my God, you're Bartosz. And they'll give you a hug and just squeeze you. And you're just kind of there oh my God, who the hell is this?
Yeah.
Give me 5 minutes to get to know you and I'll give you a hug. But
yeah,
I don't know. Everybody's different though. You know what I mean? Not everybody's like that. And I don't know. Maybe I am friends with everyone. I don't know. Maybe I'm just unconsciously friendly with everybody and I'm friends with the whole world.
So we're going to get a little bit more deep with this question, but I want to know what would you say if your younger self, younger Bartosz, was sitting in front of you? What would you say to him?
I would say, I don't know. Just do you. Just do you. Because doing yourself is the best thing I've ever done. I think I was like a New Year's resolution for me one year, and I was just like, do you know what? I'm just not going to think about what anybody has to say about me this year and see what happens. And that's the year that TikTok took off. So I just feel like everything I've done in the past, I don't have anything I regret. Just feel like everything you do, mistakes are positive things. They all shape you to be the person that you are today. So I wouldn't say like, don't do this, don't do that. I've tried loads of things. Just live your life. Don't stress it.
Yeah. Well, it's worked out for you, right?
For just now, yourself. Yeah.
Yeah.
You never know what's going to happen. But for today, everything's good.
Yeah. So what's next for you?
I don't know. I would like to get myself on TV. I feel like that's like something I did enjoy. I had the little opportunity with the BBC for a New Year's special, like a little comedy skit. I had a little role.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, like a bouncer, I think I had like 4 lines, but it wasn't anything amazing, but I just really liked the experience and I feel like I would really like to do that. So yeah. I'll maybe try and push myself towards that. If not, I'll just keep doing social media and see where it takes me. And if it slowly starts to dip and doesn't work anymore, I can always just start like a business or get a couple of friends and start a business or something like that. Because I've got some business experience behind me from the car valeting store. Can always just go back to that if nothing works out, but hopefully, fingers crossed, everything works out.
Right.
Fingers crossed.
So I like to ask this question to all of my guests that come on. If you were to have an autobiography or a movie come out about your life, what would it be called?
What would it be called? Hello. Nah, I don't know what I would call it. I feel like every time someone brings out like something like that, the titles are always just so cringe. It's always just like I like a massive like life quote or something. I don't know what I would have. Maybe I would just have hello, but people wouldn't know what that means. only a bunch of people. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I've not really thought about that. That's a really good question, actually, because I feel like no matter who you are, everybody would like to have something like that, like a movie made about their whole life and for people to watch it and be like, whoa, that's like so inspiring and motivational. So I don't know. Hello. <That'll> do.
Well, thank you. I think it's a good question to get to know people. And thanks for sharing that and opening up about your life today on the Here to Listen podcast. And your energy, along with your laugh, is just so contagious. And I just love that you're bringing the positive vibes to millions of people around the world and that you took the time to chat with me today. It's been great.
Yeah, it was my pleasure. My pleasure. Lovely to meet you. It was amazing. I like stuff like this. I'm going to have to do it more often now because I enjoyed myself.